Tonight we're blessed to have Dale Lindsay with us. Dale works with Church of Christ Disaster Relief, which is headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee, that serves a lot of areas of our, basically all of our country, with relief supplies in times of natural disaster. He'll be telling you the story. Many of you have heard either a presentation from him or someone else before. Our congregation helps support that work financially, and we actually got to roll up our sleeves a little bit and help in a more physical way not too long ago when there were wildfires that came down and damaged severely areas of Santa Rosa and Petaluma. And we sent about a dozen folks over to help unload one of the trucks that came with disaster supplies from Tennessee to bless those who had losses in California. Dale and I go back a long time, back to college years. I knew his brother better than I did him because his brother was my contemporary. But I did know Dale in college, and it's been nice to have a friendship with him over the years. Dale, we welcome you. Look forward to hearing an update about the disaster relief.
Thank you, Mark, for not telling any bad stories about me during college. I appreciate that. The reason he knows my brother is because my brother's way older than I am. Actually, my brother's 11 days less than a year older than I am. So, Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort. One of the verses that comes to my mind when I think about this ministry, this effort, is Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's what this work is all about. Helping people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Which reminds me of a little story that I read in a bulletin article written by a faithful gospel preacher. And he talked about a story that Paul Harvey told a number of years ago. For those of you that are 63 years of age or older, you know who Paul Harvey was, right? Some of the younger folks may not. He had a daily radio show from 12 o'clock to 12:15 giving news and commentary. Paul Harvey, good day. Remember that guy? All right. So anyway, Paul Harvey tells this story about this young mother who needed to go to the grocery store, and she needed to take her little 3-year-old, 4-year-old son with her, but she gave him some instructions. I don't know the little boy's name, but we'll call him Johnny. And she put Johnny in the little seat of the grocery cart, and she said, "Now, Johnny, Mommy has some grocery shopping to do today, and please don't ask for any chocolate chip cookies." Johnny loved chocolate chip cookies. And so she started her grocery shopping. Of course, she had to go to the bakery section to pick up some bread. And Johnny saw the chocolate chip cookies, so he sat up straight and tall in the little seat in the shopping cart. And he said, "Mommy, may I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" And she said, "Johnny, please sit down. We're not getting any chocolate chip cookies today." So she went over to the meat section, and she got some chicken and some pork and some beef and some hamburgers. And then she went over to the produce section and got some fruits and vegetables. And then she remembered something back in the bakery section that she needed to pick up. Johnny saw the chocolate chip cookies. "Mommy, may I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" And Mommy said, "Johnny, I've already told you, we're not getting any chocolate chip cookies today. Please sit down." And so she finished her grocery shopping. She was heading for the checkout aisle. The light bulb went on in Johnny's head, and Johnny stood up and he said, "In the name of Jesus, may I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" And that's what folks did. They laughed, and they walked out with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. Now, the point of the story is, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's what this ministry is about, helping people in the name of the Lord Jesus. And oh, by the way, it was a very good bulletin article because the author of the article talked about the fact that when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. When we help others, we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So we go out and we help people understand the gospel in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's talk about Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort. We started, or this ministry started, back in about 1991 when a group of Christians were doing some brainstorming, wondering, how can we do a better job of helping people when they're hurting after a major disaster? Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, fires, earthquakes, natural disasters, as well as some man-made disasters. For example, a number of years ago, there was a chemical spill in West Virginia. The folks there needed water, and so we sent lots of water. More recently, in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, there was some water contamination in their plumbing systems, so we sent lots and lots of water to that community. Most of our work has to do with helping folks after a major natural disaster, but also some man-made disasters. So during the time period from 1991 till the present, we continue to help people in the lower 48 states with all kinds of natural disasters. Now, why do we do this? I think a good place to go is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where the Bible says, "For we are God's handiwork, we are God's workmanship." And when you read this text, you'll notice that in the first 9 verses, Paul gives you the bad news regarding we're lost in our transgressions and sins. He gives the bad news, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as he says in another place in Scripture. Then he gives the good news, for by grace you are saved through faith. And then he says, he doesn't end there, he says, we're God's workmanship because of what God has done for us in Christ. And God does not make junk. Now, I've got a little bag back there, and I like to tell people that it was made in love, but it was also made with excellent workmanship. After the hurricanes hit Texas and Florida, a lady from the Scappoose Church of Christ, 93 years of age, she and her daughter made this little bag for me, and it's a cute little bag, and it's quilted, and it says Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort on it. Now, you can't have that. I'm keeping that. But there's some pens and there's some little flashlights that you're welcome to have. But it's good workmanship. And we are God's workmanship. Another way of expressing this is this word could be translated as poetry. And so we are God's poetry in motion. And we're created in Christ Jesus to do what? To do good works. And there are many good works that we can be involved in. World Bible School. Jimmy Lovell started that good work a number of years ago. Do you know what Jimmy Lovell did for a living? He was a dynamite salesman. A dynamite salesman. And he wanted people to hear the gospel. And the gospel is God's dynamite, right? It's God's power unto salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. So that's a good work. World English Institute. Dick Ady used to preach up in Santa Rosa, the Sonoma Avenue congregation. He started that work a number of years ago, and both of these works send Bible correspondence courses all over the world. That's a good work. Eastern European Mission sends Bibles and Christian materials into former Soviet satellite countries as well as Russia and the Ukraine, and where they have placed these Bibles in public schools. That's right. They've put Bibles into public schools. They've taught these kids Christian values, and they've noticed something. In those schools, academic scores have gone up. Behavior and discipline problems have gone down. What a novel concept. Plus, many are being converted to Jesus. There are children's homes that our brotherhood helps support. These are all good works. And so there are good works we can be involved in as individual Christians, good works that we can be involved in as a congregation, and good works that we can be involved in as a brotherhood. And the Bible says, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is all part of God's plan of salvation. And our ministry is not complicated. It involves two phases. One helping folks with their physical needs and one helping folks with their spiritual needs. We know that Jesus, I went the wrong way. All right. Oh, my animation's not working. It did this to me one other time. Can you get the scripture up there or not? Otherwise, you're just going to have to quote it with me, okay? Matthew 28, 18 through 20. You remember what that says. Actually, that's spiritual needs. I got to go back to physical needs back here. Okay, helping folks with their physical needs. Sometimes when I do something on animation, for some reason it doesn't come up. And then everybody looks at me like, why didn't you prepare better? Helping folks with their physical needs. Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. Most of the things there have to do with helping folks with their physical needs when they're hurting. And we know after a natural disaster, folks are hurting. And so we bring in these supplies. We also, of course, want to help people with their spiritual needs. Oh, that picture there. I got to go back to that picture. See that picture on the right? That's a truck being unloaded after the fire up in Mountain Mesa, which is about 50 miles northeast of Bakersfield. Congregation of about 40 members. About 20 of them were physically able to help unload the truck. But wouldn't you know it, one of the elders there was the football coach and athletic director at the high school. So he got on the phone and he called up the football players. This was in July, around 4th of July weekend. And he got those football players to come down and help unload the truck. His wife, she's the cheerleading coach. And so she got on the phone and she got the cheerleaders to come down and help. Question, guess who worked the hardest? The cheerleaders. Right on, girls rule, boys drool. Anyway, here's another thing that happened in this situation. This happens all the time. It happened up in Santa Rosa with the fires up there. The churches there called other churches of Christ in the area down in Bakersfield, and there were folks from Bakersfield that came and helped. There were folks in the community that came and helped. And so there's an opportunity not only to help folks with their physical needs, but to build relationships so that hopefully we can help them with their spiritual needs as well. In Matthew chapter 28, after the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, and before his ascension into heaven, he gave his disciples some words of instruction. And he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. The word nation comes from the word ethnos, from which we get the word ethnicity. And that's why we teach our children. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black, brown, and white. They are precious in his sight. The gospel is for all. God is no respecter of persons. Everybody needs to know about Jesus. Making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. We are in an ongoing Christian education program. We become a Christian. We continue to learn how to live for Jesus. We want to help people with their physical needs. We want to help people with their spiritual needs. Now, we include a New Testament in each food box, but we don't tell the local church how to do the evangelism. Because the local church can handle that under the oversight of the eldership of that congregation. And so they go to work helping to spread the gospel. So we're helping folks with their spiritual needs as well. Now let me talk about some important facts regarding Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Effort. That's our warehouse in Nashville, Tennessee, 410 Allied Drive. It's about 86,000 square feet. Volunteers come down to the warehouse and they load up the supplies whenever there's a disaster. Most of our work is done by volunteers. There's only 15 people on staff. And these volunteers load up the supplies on the big semi-truck, and then a volunteer truck driver drives those supplies out to the disaster location. And then Christians in that community, they go to work unloading the supplies, as well as anybody in the community that might want to help. Chico, California, a number of years ago, I think it was 2008, big fire up there. They went to work. They received a truck, and there was a fellow that lived nearby who saw what was going on, He came down to the church building and said, "Can I help?" Of course you can help. You know what? He's a member of that congregation now. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. I got to meet him. He's still worshiping with the Chico Church of Christ. So much of our work is done by volunteers. You can see some volunteers in that picture unloading the truck at the location. If the church is in good building, it becomes the distribution center. If not, the supplies might be taken to another place or a place that's closer to where the disaster has impacted folks. That's a little picture of our warehouse with some of the supplies. And let me talk a little bit about what we've been doing in 2017. Let's back up for just a moment. Another important fact, since 1991, we have sent out about $150 million worth of supplies. Our biggest year, as you can guess, was 2005 when Katrina hit. Our second biggest year was 2006 because we were helping with follow-up work after Katrina. Our third biggest year was 2017, okay. All right, how many people think it was 2017? Raise your right hand or your left hand. Okay, all right. How many think it was another year? How many of you are thinking? No, I'm just kidding. All right. 2017 was a big year. We sent out $10.7 million worth of supplies. The hurricanes hit one right after another. Harvey, Irma, Maria. The news media did a great job telling people about those disasters, plus the fires that hit here in Napa Valley, where we sent three loads of supplies out to the Rincon Valley congregation, the church in Petaluma, and the Sonoma Avenue congregation also helped those other two churches. It was a big year. And we teamed up, we partnered with Healing Hands International to send a couple of containers to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. But 2016 was bigger because of the horrendous floods that took place. Now you're wondering, how can that be? Did I hear very much about the flooding that took place in 2016? You heard some, but there were two other big events that happened every 4 years. One, the Olympics. Two, the presidential election. So the news media was focused on some other things. But 2016, we sent out $13.2 million worth of supplies. But because of the generosity of Christians and churches like this congregation, we were able to meet the needs for both of those years. Let me see what else I have up here. All right. Three shipments of supplies were sent to fire victims in Napa Valley, California. There's an elder up there. Some of you probably know him. His first name is Jolly. His last name is not Rancher, not Roger. Do you know him? His last name is Christian. I was sharing this with a church in Roseburg, Oregon, north of here. And I said, this is a wonderful man, and his first name is Jolly. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then I asked, does anybody know his last name? His last name is Christian. He's my dad. Timothy Christian is the youth minister at the Roseburg Church of Christ. So Jolly Christian, I contacted him, and he said, yes, we can use a truck full of supplies. And the church in Petaluma, Ray McClendon and George Robinson, they said, yes, we can use a load of supplies. And then those congregations worked together to help the victims of those disasters. And we're still helping in Texas and Florida. And the reason we're helping is because they still need things like appliances, beds, and furniture. We help supply those things on an as-need basis based on income, based on need. And so when you get these little pamphlets here, this is another important fact regarding Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. We have three little publications here. The blue one, and there's some out in the foyer. The blue one gives you some background information regarding this work. And then this little green one is a year-to-date report of where we've been and what we've been doing. And when you look at the inside, well, on the outside, you'll see a map of the United States pointing to the places where we've been this year. And a lot of those places are follow-up work from 2017, places that we've been this year, plus a few tornadoes that have hit, and then the states that we've helped. And then on the inside, you'll see a detailed list of supplies that have been sent to those places. And then on this one, on the right-hand side, it'll tell you the work that we did in 2017. And then there's a little quarterly highlighting the places where we've been recently and thanking those who continue to support this work. So that gives you a little bit of information regarding what we've been doing in 27, and that's why we continue to help folks in those areas. We're replacing items that have been lost, beds and appliances and furniture and those types of things. And we want to thank you for keeping our trucks rolling. What can you do? Well, there are a number of things listed here. Pray for this work. Pray for the volunteers. Pray for the victims of the disasters. We were in Rincon Valley this morning. I spoke there. And yesterday, Jolly Christian and his wife, Denise, they gave us a little bit of a tour of the damage that was done in that area. And it's horrific. It is awful. And apparently they can't start rebuilding until they do the new infrastructure work. So there are a lot of people that are on hold waiting to be able to start building or rebuilding their homes. So pray for those victims. Pray for our truck drivers. We've got a truck driver that helped us this year. Some of you might know a man by the name of James Payne. And he's not a Payne. You might disagree with me, but I think he's a great guy. What's that? You know him. Okay, you know James Payne. If you ever go to the Tahoe Family Encampment, James Payne is the get-or-done guy that gets those big tents up so that we can have our classes and have our worship assemblies. Well, a number of years ago, I met James Payne up at Tahoe, and James said to me, if you ever need a truck driver, I'd love to help out. I'll take off the time, and I'll help out. Well, James lives in Hollister, California, and our distribution center, our warehouse, is in Nashville, Tennessee. And I said, James, we really appreciate that, but it's a long ways from California to Nashville, and we have a lot of volunteer truck drivers in our area. Well, February 2017, they had a flood in Hollister, California. James Payne called us up. He said, I need a truck. We sent a truck out there. James was the lead guy. He helped get those supplies out to people that needed the help. And he really appreciated the supplies that were delivered. And then after these hurricanes hit, I got a phone call from James Payne. And he said, Dale, I want to help. I've got some time off, and I can get back to Nashville, and I'll be glad to drive a truck. James Payne is a truck driver by profession. I said, whoa, James, let me check this out. Let me call back to Nashville and see if they need any help. So I called back, and Mike Lewis and Ralph Cole, guys that work there at the warehouse, they said, we really appreciate it, but we think we've got enough truck drivers. James would have to make arrangements to fly back here and a number of other things. Tell him we think we're okay. So I called James Payne back, and I started to explain this to him, and he said, Dale, I've got my plane tickets. I'm flying out tonight. I've got a red-eye special. And I said, whoa, James. He said, a brother in Christ has got so many airline points. He's taking care of it for me, and I've got a place to stay. And so he sent in his CDL information. We got him on the insurance rolls, and he said to me, I'll call you when I get there. So he got there on a Thursday morning, and he called me up, and he said, Dale, I'm at the hotel. I'm going to take a nap. And when I get up, I'm going down there to report for duty. And I said, James, now just remember this. Remember this, James. They may not have a truck for you to drive. And this is the best part of the conversation. He said, Dale, I'll do whatever they ask me to do. Now, he's just one example of the kinds of volunteers that we have that keep this ministry going. So he went down to the warehouse about 12 noon. He reported for duty, and he told me the story later on. And Mike and Ralph greeted him, and they said, we're so glad to see you. We've got a truck that's ready to roll. Will you be ready to go out tomorrow morning? He ended up driving about 5 truckloads of supplies back and forth to from Nashville to the Houston area to help the folks there. Now, if you go to the Tahoe Family Encampment, I've been asked to give James a special award. Since he was working in the state of Texas, one of our guys there, Ken Leonard, who's a native-born Texan, through and through, he made sure that James Payne got an honorary Texas citizenship award. It's in the mail, and James has asked me to present it to him up at the Tahoe Family Encampment. And I'm not even from Texas. I feel very honored to do that. He's just one of many that keep this ministry going. We're going to show an 8-minute DVD at this time. We'll just click forward on this. It gives a good summary of this ministry, and then we'll offer the invitation.
We've all been overwhelmed at the scene of destruction in the county and primarily in the city of Gatlinburg.
Cell phone video shows flames surrounding a driver evacuating the area of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, late Monday night. Fire threatened to block off the only road to safety.
Go.
At one point, at least 30 structures in Gatlinburg were burning.
We're just now beginning to assess the loss of structures and the general conditions throughout the area.
High winds caused the Chimney 2 fire to descend on surrounding towns.
Now the Churches of Christ disaster relief effort is standing by, ready to send a truckload of equipment and supplies to those in need over in East Tennessee. And I mean mobilized, because they can be there within about 4 hours. They said they can have this truck packed and ready to go within the hour and on its way out to East Tennessee. So right here, they have cleaner with bleach, cleaning buckets, and these boxes are filled with food that can feed 300 families. We've got brooms, we've got wheelbarrows, everything that they would need potentially out there to at least start to rebuild.
Morning to load 1,300 food boxes at Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. Our purpose is to follow the example given to us in Acts 11, where it talks about disaster relief in the first century and about the famine and all the food being given by the brothers and sisters. That's what we're trying to do here.
Whether it's a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, or a wildfire, when disaster strikes in the continental United States, the Churches of Christ disaster relief effort is ready to respond. Truckloads of emergency food, water, and other supplies are sent to congregations for distribution to victims in the disaster areas.
I don't know how you go on. I mean, I'm sure you will, but, I mean, look at this. I mean, there's not a wall.
So many struggling to try and pick up the pieces.
When you see the school, you know
just by looking at this building, there are victims inside that school.
Our facility here in Nashville at 410 Allied Drive, we have a little over 86,000 square feet of warehouse. Because of the contracts that we have with the many vendors that we buy from, we can stretch the donation dollar. We can buy, for every dollar that we receive, 3 to 4 times what you would buy at retail prices. This makes us very efficient in what we're sending out.
This is one of our food lockers, 3,000 square feet. It keeps our Hungry Man TV dinners inside here. And we ship these out in the latter stages of our assistance of the disaster victims. Once they're back in their homes and have a refrigerator and everything to store them, then they can use them and heat them up and eat them as they see fit.
We have approximately 200 to 300 volunteers here today. Before we're loading food boxes, we call over 600 people in the Nashville area. And with a 1 or 2 day notice, 300 or more will show up. That's what makes us successful is our volunteers to do anything we need. Even our truck drivers are volunteers.
Well, help is on the way from Nashville to Florida residents still struggling in the wake of Hurricane Hermine. The Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Group has a truck on the road right now and is heading from Nashville to Perry, Florida. Help is on the way in the form of an 18-wheeler loaded with supplies.
The tornado area, they don't need the bleach. But in a flooding area, they need the bleach to kill mold.
There is breaking news in an unfolding tragedy. In West Virginia, at least 20 people are now confirmed dead in a catastrophic flood disaster, worst in 100 years.
These boxes and this relief stuff, because we were able to get it so quick, we were able to become a center for distribution in our community. I appreciate Disaster Relief's role in that, helping us to be able to do that. It's overwhelming.
We have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of supplies prepackaged, ready to send out to a local congregation to turn over to your leadership so that you can help your neighbors that have been devastated by the disaster. We don't send the people. We leave the work up to your local congregation.
The winds have really picked up here on Long Island. The rain is pelting us. This is the same storm system that caused those deadly tornadoes down south, and it's already proving deadly for this part of the country as well.
High winds tonight battering the East Coast. A fast-moving nor'easter whipping gusts of up to 60 miles per hour, toppling streetlights in New Jersey, flinging trees into homes.
It brings to mind one congregation in Bayshore, New York, the Long Island Church of Christ. They had requests for over 100 Bible studies. That's what this is all about. It's another tool for the local church to reach out to the lost. Some people are most receptive to the gospel when they're down and out. This is one of those times.
It was a large tornado that tore through New Orleans East, destroying several homes.
That's when the roof went flying.
Cheryl McBride took cover in the bathtub.
As soon as I got in, stooped down, the roof came off, things started flying. I just asked Jesus to cover me, don't let me get hurt. And the next thing you know, here we are.
The tornado left a trail of destruction, ripping off roofs, toppling trees, and downing power lines.
You don't have to pass the hat to collect your money first. We've got the supplies ready for you. All you need to do is get in touch with us. Let us send them to your congregation. You go to work and save the lost.
5 men located throughout the United States are available to share the mission and purpose of the Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. Dwayne Castile serves the northeastern part of the country. Ken Lowry is available for service in the southeast. Dennis McClintock provides information to the central states. Ken Leonard serves the south central part of the country. And Dale Lenge provides information to those in the west and northwest.
I'm Miguel Almaguer in Southern California, where the strongest storm to pummel this region in years brought record rainfall, mudslides, and a flood of water rescues.
Tonight, the destruction in Mississippi is overwhelming.
You can hear like glass shattering. You can hear the roof can't even. I feel like I'm lucky, I'm blessed to be alive.
In 2 days, the path of destruction spreading over 550 miles.
And I thought we were going to die last night.
Including through Polk County, Tennessee, where Jennifer Young, her husband, and two sons barely escaped.
My husband's saying, there's a tornado coming, there's a tornado coming. Get the kids, grab the kids.
Wind just came out of nowhere and just blew it.
17,000 acres here burned. Jerry Morgan lost all her mother's keepsakes, including photos, treasures that took on extra meaning after her mom died recently from cancer.
All of her china, all of her silverware.
Thank you for allowing me to be here with you tonight to tell you some things about Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. As I said earlier, the most important part of this work is helping people to know Jesus and to know the gospel. There may be someone here this evening who is at the point of making a decision and wanting to become a Christian. We want to encourage you to do that by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of your sins, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. It'll be the best decision that you've ever made. Or maybe there's someone here who is a Christian, who's done all of those things, but for whatever reason, you're not walking with the Lord tonight. If the elders here, if this congregation can help you in some way, we invite you to come forward as together we stand and sing.